time again for StoryCorps. This traveling oral history project records Americans talking to each other about their lives. Today, the story of Joanne and Bob Chu. They married late in life, both for the second time. He is 70 years old, she is 82, and now has early stage Alzheimer's. Despite her illness, their relationship endures. Here, Joanne recalls when she first knew she wanted to be a wife.
My father said if he sent me to college, that I could choose one of two things. He said, you can choose home ec because I know you'll be somebody's wife. You're too cute not to be somebody's wife. Or number two, I could take up a secretarial course because, you know, at that time, there weren't a lot of things that women did. So I decided the home ec was the way to go. I wanted to be somebody's wife.
Are you still cooking today?
Not today. I have been up to this point, but I have Alzheimer's, the beginning of it, and so I hear, and my doctor told me he did not want me to cook. And that was music to my ears.
Oh, well, and who's doing all the cooking?
This fellow's across from me here. He's turned out to be quite a professional, too.
So how did we meet?
Somehow we got together, and I don't even remember how it was. I'm trying to think. Yeah, but you remember.
Yeah, I remember, and I'm shocked that you don't remember.
Oh, I do.
Remember the Christmas parties?
Oh, yeah. And that's where we really got to know one another, wasn't it? My heart began to beat a little faster after quite a few months, and I think yours did too. Then we decided we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together, and we got married.
Had you thought about remarrying?
No.
Why not?
I just thought it was too old.
Well, how old were you?
Well, I've got to think. How old was I? How old was I when we got married? 70. And I kept trying to dissuade you from marrying me because I was older than you were. And I knew that there would come a time when I would be a little old lady and you would still have all the marks of a 10-year younger man. So here we are, still together. I'm still 10 years older.
Does that bother you today?
No. It bothers me that I'm as I am because I don't want to be a burden.
You think you're a burden?
Not really, because you need someone to take care of, don't you?
That's what I tell you.
I know.
The diagnosis...
is not pretty, no.
Do you feel sorry for yourself today?
A little bit. Big bit.
A big bit.
I'm sad.
What are the things that are making you sad?
Just not having control of everything. My thoughts and my actions. And I don't think it's fair to you either.
You know I want to take care of you, don't you?
I do know that. But you could have some cute little chick that you could be running around with 10 years younger. And
I know. I have my princess right now.
Oh, you're wonderful.
How would you say the diagnosis of your Alzheimer's has affected us in our life?
Outside of all the feelings I have stored up, we still do the same things we did before. Mm-hmm. And we still can go to dances and we can do things. But I don't want to be an ugly lady that's not in her head.
You'll never be an ugly lady, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. I just somehow didn't think that this was going to be my way out. And I still hope that it's not going to be.
You know I still love you, right? More than ever?
I know.
Joanne Chu and her husband Bob in Little Rock, Arkansas. Their conversation and all StoryCorps recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. Learn how you can record an interview at npr.org.